This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Last year, Google unveiled Duplex, its artificial intelligence-powered assistant.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
That's a robot.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
What time are you looking for?
The machine assistant never identified itself as a bot in the demo, and Google got a lot of flack for that. They later clarified that they would only launch the tech with, quote, disclosure built in. But therein lies a dilemma, because a new study in the journal Nature Machine Intelligence suggests that a bot is most effective when it hides its machine identity.
That is, if it is allowed to pose as human.
Talal Rahawan is a computational social scientist at New York University's campus in Abu Dhabi. His team recruited nearly 700 online volunteers to play the prisoner's dilemma, a classic game of negotiation, trust, and deception against either humans or bots. Half the time, the human players were told the truth about who they were matched up against. The other half, they were told they were playing a bot when they were actually playing a human, or that they were battling a human when, in fact, it was only a bot. And the scientists found that the bots actually did remarkably well in this game of negotiation, if they impersonated humans.
When the machine is reported to be human, it outperforms humans themselves. So it is more persuasive. It is able to induce cooperation and persuade the other opponent to cooperate more than humans themselves.
But whenever the bot's true nature was disclosed, their superiority vanished. And Rahawan says that points to a fundamental conundrum. We can now build really efficient bots that perform tasks even better than we can, but their efficiency may be linked to their ability to hide their identity, which, you know, feels ethically problematic.
Those very humans who will be deceived by the machine, they are the ones who ultimately have to make that choice. Otherwise, it would violate fundamental values of autonomy, respect, and dignity for humans.
It's not realistic to ask people for consent before every bot-human interaction. That would, of course, reveal the bot's true identity. So we as a society will have to figure out if making our lives a little bit easier is worth interacting with bots that pretend to be human.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.